探討嘅。嗱，我哋轉到第二個議題咧，就係、關於區域協作方面嘅，呢個係一個好重要嘅一環啊。咁我哋咧大概依家嚟講咧有40分鐘喺呢方面呢、這個議題嘅討論啊。咁我依家首先請環資會委員何建中教授咧作幾分鐘嘅簡介。
係，多謝主席。各位Mon，咁咧好高興咧有呢個機會咧同大家簡介一下區域協作對呢、這個跨境空氣污染嘅問題嘅一個現況同埋我哋嘅一個觀點啊裏邊。咁咧就大家都知道咧，係背景上面嚟講咧，珠江三角洲咧，若果以廣州作為呢個三角形嘅上一層嘅中心點嚟講咧，佢呢個大嘅珠三角洲咧係個總面積嘅達到咧係27,000+平方公里嘅，而香港咧其中咧只係佔咧有1,000平方公里嘅面積，咁你可以想而知係20多倍對1倍嚇嘅一個嘅比例，而香港嘅人口咧係有700多萬，而珠江三角洲裏邊咧人口的總的數量咧，係唔計港澳地區咧，淨係廣東省方面係2,800多萬，咁即係話珠江三角洲咧加起上嚟咧係3,500萬到600萬左右嘅人口，咁咧就係大概係1:7啊香港嘅比例。咁所以講到呢個跨境嘅問題嘅時候咧，大家都可以理解到咧，空氣污染咧唔單止係我哋香港嘅問題，都係整個珠江三角洲一個嘅問題。而香港呢個珠江三角洲嘅裏邊咧，只係一個大嘅三角形嘅裏邊咧嘅一個小片，係一個小塊，而整體嘅空氣嘅污染咧，彼此咧係冇國界同埋咧係息息相關。現存嚟講咧，我哋空氣污染珠江三角洲咧最主要嘅來源咧係兩大方面咧，第一當然就係工商業，特別咧係發電廠啊，佢嗰方面嘅排放咧嘅佔一個好重嘅比例，而汽車嘅尾氣嘅排放，即係話咧係汽車嘅增長咧，亦都係咧近年嚟講呢個空氣污染惡化嘅一個最重要嘅原因啦。咁珠江三角洲嚟講咧，我哋嘅空氣嘅現況大家都可以感受得到啦，就係話咧。近年嚟講咧，我哋喺海港嘅裏邊咧，我哋嘅能見度係下降啦。另外咧，係我哋市區嘅裏邊咧，特別咧係臭氧嚇，同埋咧係二氧化氮嚇，即係氮化物呢啲嘅濃度咧係普遍咧係升高啊，亦都咧係大氣嘅裏邊咧係嗰個空氣污染指數咧係唔能夠接受嘅日子咧係都係緩慢慢慢咁樣咧係有所增加嘅。咁而最惡化嘅情況就係、是。可能咧，外國係光化學毒霧，即係photochemical smog 咧，呢個情況咧，亦都間歇性咧會喺香港嘅裏邊咧係出現嘅。咁而我亦都知道咧，政府咧其實咧係唔係冇做過嘢嘅嚇。我哋知道係喺2000年開始嘅時候咧，我哋咧都係進行咗一個粵港之間嘅聯合嘅大氣嘅污染嘅調查啦。咁亦都係有一個嘅報告。咁亦都政府咧係根據呢個報告咧係訂立咗咧係好多嘅工作同埋咧一個排放嘅管制嘅活動嘅一個清單。咁亦都咧政府咧都係加強咗咧佢係喺珠江三角洲嘅地區嘅裏邊咧大氣嘅監測，同埋咧係對呢個大氣嘅污染嘅資料咧係作出咧更多嘅公眾嘅一個嘅發布。所以咧係近年嚟講咧，我都有珠江三角洲裏邊嘅大氣嘅空氣污染指數咧係定期咧係向香港嘅市民同埋珠江三角洲裏邊嘅市民咧係發放。而我哋根據呢個嘅數據顯示咧，其實珠江三角洲嘅地區咧，佢嘅經濟人口同埋電力同埋行車里數嘅增長咧，分別咧係150% 經濟增長喺未來嘅10年嘅裏邊，20% 咧就係人口嘅增長，130% 咧就係電力需求嘅增長，180% 咧就係行車嘅里數嘅增長。咁而總體嚟講咧，就係我哋好容易咧係將呢個大氣嘅污染嘅問題咧都係指向廣東省嗰方面，就歸咎於咧佢係做。如果係咁樣睇嘅時候咧，就係最大嘅問題咧，都係主要咧係因為珠江三角洲裏邊廣東省佔嘅地方係太大，人口係太多。因為實際上邊咧，香港嚟講咧，我哋響呢個氮化物流 硫化物或者係臭氧或者係可揮發現化物質嘅排放嚟講咧，基本上邊咧係大概佔5%-20% 不等。咁咧基本上平均上邊嚟講咧，我嘅見地咧就係大概係12%-18%之間係平均值。咁呢個咧恰好咧就係香港咧大概係佔1%左右，而珠江廣東省方面咧就係大概係6%。咁咧而呢個嘅比例咧恰恰咧就係咧珠江三個州裏邊咧廣東省同埋香港嘅人口嘅比例嘅一個等值嚟嘅。咁所以其實嚟講咧，與其咧我哋話人哋係好多嘢冇做，咁咧其實咧我哋自己亦都應該咧先做好我哋自己嘅本分咧。咁喺環保署同埋廣東省嘅環保局嘅合作嘅裏邊，亦都係喺一個粵港嘅環境及可持續發展聯絡小組嘅聯繫嘅裏邊咧，我亦都知道嚇近年嚟講咧，佢哋已經定立咗一個叫珠江三個州空氣監測網絡監測嘅計劃啦，亦都有一個珠江三個州裏邊嘅火力發電廠排污交易嘅試驗嘅計劃咧，係正在咧係研究同埋咧準備咧係推出。亦都咧係希望咧係各位咧係對呢方面咧係作出回應嘅。但係其實喺過去嘅幾年嚟講咧，其實咧兩方地嘅政府亦都係做咗好多嘅嘢啦。嚇，可以話喺監測嘅系統嘅裏邊咧，係已經咧係有好多嘅設施上邊係加強，亦都數據嘅交換咧係增強咗嘅。兩地之間咧，我哋可以見得到咧嗰個人才嘅培訓咧同埋交流咧係比過往咧亦都係做多咗嘅。咁所以嚟講，而廣東省方面咧，亦都咧對佢嘅大型嘅發電廠咧，係減排嚇，即係特別係減少硫化物嘅排放咧，做咗好大量嘅工作。亦都係咧係將三個州嘅裏邊咧，佢哋亦都咧係開發咗好多嘅天然氣同埋咧係再生能源嘅項目，亦都係可以做得到嘅。咁當然廣東省方面亦都咧係準備咧喺今年9月1日後嚇，即係唔知做咗未啦，就係咧係實施歐盟3嘅一個汽車嘅排放嘅標準。當然呢個咧係比香港係尚係落後嘅嚇，咁但係咧深圳市啊各方面咧亦都咧係對佢嘅機車嘅組件嘅配合啊，汽油嘅回收啊，或者係油站嘅設施嘅排放嗰方面咧都有好多嘅工作嘅。咁所以我哋ACE 咧，就如果我哋呢個 forum 就唔係我去解答問題啦，咁係 ACE 聽大家嘅意見咧。咁我哋都先講下我哋 ACE 曾經對呢個嘅問題咧係作出嘅討論。咁我哋有幾個嘅總括嘅一個見解嘅，話即係珠江三個州裏邊嘅大氣嘅污染嘅問題咧，一定咧係要跨境合作咧，係先能夠咧係達到咧一個係理想嘅效果啦。當然嚟講，亦都係我哋睇見咧，將來嚟長遠嚟講咧，係珠江三個州咧，基本上邊咧，我哋唔單單指咧，應該係睇個濃度嘅排放嘅控制，即係話嘅標準上邊嗰個控制，更加重要咧就係睇到一個叫做總量控制嘅問題，就係珠江三個州裏邊咧係總數能夠可以承受係 carrying capacity 嚇，即係可以承托嘅大氣污染物係有幾多咧？同埋咧，我哋嘅 assimilative ability， 即係話我哋可以消解嘅能力係有幾多咧？喺呢個方面咧係着手咧先係得嘅。第二嚟講咧 ，ACE 我哋都睇見咧就係粵港兩地咧喺大氣空氣嘅排放啊、管制嘅指標各方面咧，需要咧有一個標準嘅統一嚇，即係兩方面咧係盡快咧係接軌。第三方面咧，我哋睇見咧係呢個大氣污染嘅問題咧，基本上邊咧係需要咧工商業咧係彼此嘅配合嚇，先能夠可以做得到嘅。如果淨係得公眾或者政府去做咧，係唔得嘅嚇。商界啊、工業嘅配合，特別係香港嘅投資嘅商人咧，喺呢度咧亦都係發揮一個好重要嘅一個嘅角色喺裏邊。咁最後咧就係我哋嗰個彼此兩地之間咧嗰個 EIA 嚇，同埋嗰個infrastructure， 即係話基建嘅設施嚇上邊咧。係點樣去配合咧？係以至咧能夠喺環境嘅規劃上邊咧，能夠做得更好咧，呢個先能夠達到一個更好嘅效果。咁所以基本上邊嚟講咧，我哋嘅見解都係粵港兩地咧係需要喺一個互惠互補嘅原則裏邊咧，係進行呢個大氣嘅污染嘅控制嘅工作嘅。多謝大家。
多謝何教授，何教授俾咗個好簡潔啊全面嘅介紹，關於呢、這個區域嘅問題同埋協作方面。嗱、我哋希望圍繞住嗰個區域協作呢個問題上，可以探討多啲啦。因為大家可能知道嗰個問題，其實個問題好簡單，就對我即係我好宏觀嘅角度睇，就係你一個係發展中嘅地區，一個發展較為成熟嘅地區，大家經濟嗰、那個結構都唔同啊！珠三角一帶仲係即係發展中，同埋好多工業啊。香港咧就冇乜大型嘅工業啦啊，主要靠服務行業啊、金融啊咁。咁大家根本上係好唔同嘅發展嘅程度。咁但係咧，我哋就喺同一個地區啊，咁變咗咧嗰個問題咧。特別啲區域性問題咧，處理上高咧就十分之唔容易嘅。咁呢個亦都唔係香港獨有嘅，喺其他地方都有類似呢啲類似問題，就係嗰個大家個發展嘅程度唔同，經濟嗰個能力都唔同嘅時候，點樣去解決一個區域性、跨區域性嘅跨區嘅空氣污染問題咧？大家有咩？意見或者問題關於呢一個議題咧，請大家發言。第二排啊 ，Professor Barron。
Yes, I'm Bill Barron from the Institute for the Environment at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. Professor Ho talked about how Hong Kong is relatively small.Compared to much larger Guangdong. The problem is that he also talked about all the things that have been done, a lot of the talking that has gone on. Unfortunately, the fact is that the air continues to get worse. And I thought it was interesting in the government's submission by citing the Tap Mun example. The government, in effect, admits that nowhere in Hong Kong is the air safe to breathe.According to the WTO. That is a rather striking admission. With the example of big Guangdong, small Hong Kong, what is left out of that discussion is the fact that Hong Kong owns, manages, and product sources from tens of thousands of factories just across the border. And it seems to me that this.Presents tremendous potential leverage for social pressure, moral suasion, whatever, and ultimately for legislation. Paul cited the example of how he's not allowed to buy from factories that might employ child labor. It seems to me not impossible that Hong Kong might not be able to, Hong Kong owners and managers might not be able to deal with factories that fail to meet minimum standards for energy efficiency and emissions. And yet this is almost never mentioned. Just like today, when the question came up from Annalisa about the transport department, they're not here. And there is no one here, I suspect.Who can address this issue, and I think this is the kind of problem that we're facing where issues like the cross-border pollution, the kinds of solutions that we might have to it, there's really no one representative from government who can deal with those issues. And until there is, I think that you know, we'll be reduced to complaining about the problem indefinitely.
多謝 Professor Barron 嘅意見，其實都牽涉到頭先另外台下觀眾嘅意見啦，就係話究竟我哋有冇一啲方法去某個程度講控制或者影響到香港嘅廠家，而佢哋廠係設置喺珠三角地區，而佢製造咗污染物。 而影響翻我哋嘅。咁香港本身有冇能力去做咧？個問題就喺到香港政府有冇能力做咧？我見到有位官員都好積極想回應啊，唔該啊，
Professor, I think we recognize the possible problem, the emissions from these factories in the Pearl River Delta. Actually, this recognition doesn't come entirely from the government. It also comes from the business community. That's why I think the Federation of Hong Kong Industries and also the Hong Kong Chamber of Commerce, they are pursuing their voluntary schemes, the 111 scheme of the Federation of Hong Kong Industries and the Clean Air Charter advocated by the Hong Kong General Chamber of Commerce. As far as the government is concerned, the Environmental Protection Department is going to do a consultancy study in the fourth quarter of this year. Basically, employing a consultant to go to some of our factories in the Pearl River Delta and to see how we can facilitate cleaner production and energy efficient processes. And we hope to finish this study in a year's time so that we can promulgate some sort of guidelines for other factories in the Pearl River Delta, not necessarily those owned by Hong Kong, but as well as in the Pearl River Delta in general, to be adopted. And we have been talking to the Economic and Trade Agency in the Guangdong Provincial Government, and we have their full support. And we are arranging briefings right now with the Federation of Hong Kong Industry, the General Chamber, and the like, so as to solicit their support for this demonstration project study. Thank you.
多謝 Esmond 嘅回應，唔知 Professor Baron 有冇因應呢個問題有反應咧？
或者我少少回應。
哦，係或者 Professor，
我覺得係正話 Professor 講嘅就係非常啱嘅，但係某地方咧，香港似乎的確係好似好無助咁樣，好 feeble， 即係好唔能夠做啲乜嘢嘢咁樣。但係實際上邊亦都補充一個數據咧，就係我哋嘅統計咧，就係喺廣東嘅年鑑嘅裏邊咧，就係發覺咧，其實珠江三角洲裏邊咧嗰個污染排放性嘅行業裏邊咧，其實超過65%咧都係有港資參與嘅。咁所以其實咧，基本上邊咧，香港嚟講，雖然咧我哋嘅地方係好少，我哋咧係比廣東係少好多，好似好無助咁樣。但係實際上邊咧，我哋喺個力量上邊咧，其實咧係因為我哋嘅經濟嘅能力，我哋嘅各方面咧係對廣東省嘅影響咧，其實我哋係可以發揮嘅影響力。我十分同意正話Esmond 所講嘅講法咧，就係我哋嘅工商界咧嘅參與咧，我哋應該係要積極咁樣去鼓勵佢哋。
好開心啫！嗱，即係我哋起碼行咗第一步啦。個問題係夠唔夠，同埋下一步點嚇？咁啊，即係傅少邦都想有啲回應。
我想發表一下一個意見啊，回應啊 Professor Baron 嘅。Now if I'm an industrialist, manufacturing having my manufacturing base in China, I would try to maximize our profit within the limits of the environmental laws of that jurisdiction. So I mean that is what any investor would do. So I think in Hong Kong, what we can do is we get the government to talk to the, I mean, there must be some sort of dialogue, there must be some sort of discussion on an intergovernmental, at an intergovernmental level to closely monitor and control these rogue industrialists.I mean, if they are allowed to operate under a lax environment, they will. They will continue to do so. So I think it's up to our government and our community to reflect this to the Guangdong Environmental Protection Agencies to tighten the control, drive them out of a profit with more stringent standards.I think that is the way to go.
If I may just have a quick response.
Right.
I certainly agree with the comments, but yes, there is a lot of discussion going on. The point that I would make is that the correct analogy really is with Paul's comment about child labor.It's not a matter of someone's profit and saying, well, I have to employ children because otherwise I can't make a profit. People are no longer allowed to do that. And I think what's really absent here, with the territory's relationship to these tens of thousands, you hear 70,000, somebody says 100,000, the Hong Kong Federation of Industries in 2003 said 53,000, whatever the number is, it's huge, and it's a very large share of the Guangdong manufacturing. In other words, it's our manufacturing across the border, and that the potential leverage that should come from that seems like it's not been exploited. And it's more a matter of, well, it's across the border, it's out of our hands. And if, in fact, it's unsafe to breathe the air at Tap Mun, we've got to do something. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I understand this is not a forum for Q&A, but as the example of Tap Mun was raised twice by Professor Barron out of context, so I think for the benefit of the audience, I better explain a little bit in case not everyone has the time to go through the paper. The example of Tap Mun was quoted in this particular paper and also in the ACA paper back in July to illustrate pervasive influence of the regional air problem. Tap Mun, as you know, has no industry. It's not habited by anybody. So if on occasion, even Tap Mun cannot reach the new AQO standard, then it's an illustration of the fact that we're actually under the influence of things beyond Hong Kong. And perhaps I should also highlight the fact that the paper actually refers to imposition of the new AQO standard to Tap Mun now. Now, if we take the example of Tokyo and Seoul, for example, they have very similar overall SO2 emission as Hong Kong. If you impose the same WTO standard now to Tokyo and Seoul, they will not meet the standard. So Professor Barron's statement that there will be nowhere safe to breathe in Tokyo and Seoul would also apply. But we are talking about a very distant future. For example, if you read the consultation paper published by the UK government, they are talking about meeting the new WTO standard by year 2020 somewhere in UK. And for PM2.5, the UK government is talking about 2050. So we have to look at the temporal sequence of the discussion. Thank you, Chairman.
唔該，鄭生。曾生有啲意見。我喺度嚟講咧，亦都咧就想加入一啲咧，我自己 observe 到嘅意見。咁嚟講咧，大家都講咧就話而家嚟講喺個廣東省嗰個空氣污染咧嗰個水平係好高，影響到我哋香港嘅。咁咧，如果 大家去查一查咧，就廣東省嗰個環保局咧出嚟嗰個統計咧，其實咧你發覺咧就原來咧有86% 嘅廠咧，其實合乎咗佢哋嗰個排放標準嘅。咁換言之咧，而家只係得翻10%嘅廠咧，只係唔合乎佢哋嗰個排放標準。咁係咪嚟講咧，我哋咧只需要咧協助呢10%嘅廠咧 符合咗個排放標準咧，我哋整個三珠江三角洲嘅空氣嘅質素咧就可以咧就完全合格咧。咁咧就我曾經問過自己一個問題，但係咧我個答案咧話一定唔係嘅。其實所謂嗰個合符嘅標準嚟講，會唔會呢個標準咧定得太過低咧？ 咁咧就如果定得太過低咧，當然嚟講咧，呢個咧係要雙方嘅兩個政府咧，大家咧就話協議點樣樣將佢提高到一個咧合理嘅水平嘅。但係咧，我哋而家聽咧頭先有啲在座都提到啦，其實我哋香港由香港人成立嘅工廠嚟講咧，據我哋最近嘅一啲統計咧，有成7萬7000家咁樣樣嘅。究竟呢7萬7000家嘅香港嘅廠商啊，可唔可以做啲嘢嚟減低嗰個空氣污染咧？咁我哋自己本身咧生產力資源局咧喺6月尾咧曾經咧就幫23個商會咧舉行過一個就係 open forum 嘅，都討論過呢樣嘢。咁咧就個結論嚟講咧，其實嚟講咧係有 scope 嘅。 個 scope 係咩咧？如果咧透過佢哋咧，可以咧改善佢哋嘅生產，加強佢哋嗰個係能源效益啊，採用咧我哋叫做咧清潔生產嘅技術咧，其實咧有希望咧，就起碼咧就將嗰個 total 嘅 pollution 咧 ，air pollution 咧減低到 10-30%。咁但係呢個嚟講咧，對個廠家嚟講咧，嗰呢個要求係 beyond 個 compliance 嘅要求，就係超乎咗個法例法規嘅要求。究竟咧，我哋需要點樣提供啲誘因，使到佢哋採用啲清潔生產嘅技術咧？呢個咧就係我諗咧就我哋要大家咧就要討論一下，究竟我哋可以提出到咩係 mechanism 咧，可以咧就促使到呢啲咁嘅廠商咧，能夠咧就用一啲更加 effective、更加 efficient 嘅一個清潔生產嘅技術嚟咧，就達至到咧就改善空氣質素呢個我哋個目標嘅。
多謝張生。其實頭先幾位講咗啲問題咧，都帶出，其實你闊啲嚟睇咧，其實去做空氣污染管制，特別排放管制咧，離不開幾種手段啦。頭先其實都提到，一個就係、是、一個政府行為，就係英文叫 command and control， 即係用法例啊標準去規範。咁但係佢就算做曬標準達標咧，可能都達唔到我哋希望見到個效果喎。點解咧？因為畢竟佢係發展中地區咧，那個標準可能比較相對冇咁要求咁高啦。咁第二個咧就係靠個市場啦，靠個經濟手段。咁頭先曾生都講過，咁個市場咧就頭先講到有位朋友都提到啊，點解喺第二啲項目譬如話嗰啲用呢、這個細佬哥童工啊嗰、那個問題，依家都解決咗啦啊，因為嗰啲工廠都唔敢用童工啦。咁點解我哋空氣污染唔可以做呢樣嘢咧？空氣污染管制唔可以做呢樣嘢咧？咁其實呢個都係一種市場解決嘅手段。咁但係如果你拉闊啲嚟睇咧，咁其實個問題咧就喺買家方面，我覺得最重要。譬如佢做好多名牌，即係珠三角可能出產咗好多名牌，嗰啲名牌大部分喺歐美賣嘅。咁如果歐美嗰啲買家都唔積極為咗我哋嘅空氣質素，為咗我哋嘅健康嚇嘅福祉着想咧，咁其實我哋係中轉站，即係做一個貿易者咧，其實就可能做唔到幾多嘢嘅喎，即係特別係一個轉口港。咁呢個咧，我相信就係個問題所在，即係話最大影響咧，其實係去處理嗰個市場個，即係個市場嘅反應。咁其實我覺得就唔係淨係同嗰啲商家廠家做嘢，而係同嗰個市場做嘢，即係走去歐美，好似講勞工咁，童工咁，所以同佢講：喂，你買嗰啲嘢咁平咧，就搞到我哋空氣污染啦。咁咧就即係我覺得係最根本解嘅問題。但係點樣解決咧？點樣處理啲問題？我都係可以探討下有冇啲手段處理。咁第三個咧，頭先就係、是。依家都做緊啦，其實就係一種環保嘅，即係我哋嘅 awareness 或者 education 嘅教育，佢咧就自愿性質咁做。咁嗰啲咧要講佢有冇心啦嚇，咁就睇佢嗰個對呢方面個醒覺啊，對呢個關心啦。咁但係其實政府唔管到佢噶，係佢自愿去做。咁但係呢個係有限制嘅，有限度嘅。咁我覺得咧，頭先講政府行為嗰度，即係管制嗰度咧，嗰、那個標準係一個問題啦。落實個標準又係一個問題啦。第二咧就係其實個市場嗰度反而冇人提到，有冇我哋去歐美同嗰啲買家講，喂，你可唔可以提高個要求，等我哋好啲，冇咁慘咧？咁有冇做呢樣嘢咧？啊，咁我都見到有啲手舉咗，就係討論開，睇討論呢個問題個。邊個？阿Paul。哦 ，over there，pause。
呢位
跟住綠色和平先生同埋。
Thank you. Just to come back on that one, I can let you know that a Hong Kong listed company has recently lost a significant part of their market price on the Hong Kong stock market because of deportation threats to their factory in the Pearl River Delta. Company is Fountain Set, and you can look up on that. And the government could name and shame more companies, and name and shaming companies would help to put pressure on their markets and on their market prices. The other thing is, you say we can't do anything. We can set an example, and we can set, for example, the requirement for a clean production certificate as a prerequisite for an export certification out of Hong Kong. We can do that, and with that we can set an example. Fountain Set and companies like that will be happy with a certification program, because it would mean that their investment in factories in the Pearl River Delta are not subject to somewhat indiscriminate use of the laws in China, but start to be guided by specific certification schemes and compliance schemes. And that gives investors and owners some security over their investments in the area. And then on the issue of international buyers, Lego, Walmart, Philips are three companies that require ISO 14000 by their suppliers, and there are many more.
Mm-hmm.
But they need some help in this case. Taking it to another level of, as the topic is regional. The Hong Kong Macau 2 hybrid is specifically slanted to help promote the development of industries on the Western Pearl River Delta. We know from the findings of all reports we're now getting from the air monitoring stations that the Western Pearl River Delta is where some very major polluters are. We can see it on the map. The dark area is on the western side. The bridge is specifically designed to promote the industry on the Western Pearl River Delta. How is an EIA going to control this kind of policy behavior in government? You don't, but you should. We have another way to set an example. We could finance a rail link across the water instead of building the cheapest possible bridge, which then goes to ACE to say, are you happy with this cheapest possible bridge? And you just say, okay, it's not very polluting as a bridge per se, and then you're going to approve it. But in fact, it was designed to promote industries in an area which is the heaviest polluter in the region. So does that make sense?
Yeah. 多謝Paul意見。 Paul其實提出話，即係我哋可唔可以發一啲叫做乾淨嘅產品嘅證書咁？ 我覺得肯定有作有意義嘅，有意思嘅。不過問題香港發夠唔夠呢？ 我哋係咪應該叫 EU 又發，美國都發？ 咁我覺得個效果先至嚟得到。 如果唔係咧，佢舉例，如果佢唔經過香港出口嘅時候，咁你發唔發，可能你都唔到喎。咁所以我覺得呢個應該闊一啲。如果希望能夠做得到全面嘅，但呢個我覺得好意見嚟㗎。咁不過香港政府可以考慮，或者香港嘅商家可以考慮 start from Hong Kong， 由香港出發。咁關於環評嗰度咧，呢個問題咧就要。 係有佢嗱技術上都有啲問題嘅，因為我哋嘅環評系統只能夠監管處理到香港境內嘅工程，跨境嘅工程咧就要係雙方共同去處理咁管理嘅。咁我哋希望咧呢個問題會全面去處理到，咁但係起碼喺以我。 地嘅小組或者香港環評法嚟講咧，我哋咧就只能夠處理香港嘅部分。咁我相信跨境嘅環評嗰個工作，Edmund 可以補充幾句關於我哋處理嗰個港珠澳橋嗰個工程嗰個研究進度，即係嗰個情況係點？
Chen, I think the EIA process is still ongoing. I mean, the study is still ongoing. As and when it is ready, then it will be submitted to the ACE for consideration. Then in that context, all these issues will have to be considered carefully before the director is invited to consider whether to approve the report or not. Thank you.
For your information, the public engagement process already started at Zhuhai or the Zhuhai session. So if you're interested, you could raise your give your comment to the Chinese side directly. Today we address the air quality issue first. Okay, I hope there will be opportunity to talk about EIA on particular on specific project. Okay, 我想俾下一位，前面呢兩位都舉咗手好耐啦，係啊，綠色和平一位先生。
綠色和平談話機，咁我頭先都聽到，其實我好耐之前已經舉咗手嘅，不過中間講咗好多話。咁啊，吳博士講嗰個關於即係喺控制排放同埋空氣污染物方面，其實個市場機制好重要啊。我頭先聽到一樣好重要嘅東西就話，其實七萬幾間廠，你逐間叫佢去。 吞少啲嘢，其實好難。
嗯。
但你只要叫 Walmart、Nike、Reebok， 佢哋肯就得㗎啦。咁而其實呢樣嘢之前有另外一啲朋友講過，就話從即係譬如攞工人嗰、個工作環境嚟做例子，催生咗一啲認證，譬如話 Social Accountability 8000、SA 8000呢類。咁喺空氣污染方面，可唔需唔需要效法咧？可以考慮係一個即係討論嘅方向。但另一個方向，我見到嘅就係、是、究竟香港政府喺呢一方面做緊啲乜嘢？頭先阿鄧生佢講咗就話同啲商會傾啦。咁第一時間俾我的感覺就係有啲隔山打牛啊，因為你同美國總商會傾，咁跟住佢點樣影響到 Walmart、Nike 咧？我哋有冇考慮過，即係香港政府既然自己今年年底已經走去珠三角睇翻啲廠個情況係點嘅話，去美國政府做個 public hearing 咯，去遊說佢哋嘅國會議員咯，去到影響佢哋當地嘅商界，然後等佢哋自己 disseminate 一啲 guidelines 出嚟，就話如果你喺當地嘅生產唔符合，即係同功能嘅情況嘅例子一樣，就係、是、如果你唔符合一啲即係空氣污染嘅排放嘅話，我唔會再考慮用你。咁嗰個影響就會嗰、那個雪球效應先至會可以即係從呢一點嘅 bang 咁樣走到出嚟噶嘛。咁我唔知道即係香港政府究竟係咪首先係咪環係咪局係咪環局負責啦呢樣嘢，抑或係其他局負責啦？咁如果係其他局負責緊嘅，咁今日佢哋有冇出現到咧？佢哋做緊啲乜嘢嘢咧？
當然意見，因為時間所限啊嘛。我首先希望綠色和平幫下手啦，即係去外國去國際做多啲功夫。啊，呢個肯定有作用㗎。啊，因為我都係搞環保團體。啊，我或者讓隔離位女士再俾個意見啦，因為我哋有幾分鐘，我哋討論完有個啊，我知。
I'll speak quickly. Is there a representative of the Hong Kong Stock Exchange? We are not weak and powerless in Hong Kong. We control the money for Guangdong Province, and we control it through our stock exchange. This is an opportunity. I would like to speak to the working with the Hong Kong General Chamber of Commerce. Of course, the biggest polluter in Hong Kong is in charge of the environmental program at the General Chamber of Commerce. But I'm here to tell you about a massive amount of money that's available virtually interest-free that allows companies like CLP and other large power plants to lease equipment, reduce their pollution, have international observers in to make sure they're really doing it, sell the credits on the London market and turn a profit. I've been told that CLP, if they leased their equipment over the next 2 years, could turn a profit on their pollution reduction equipment rather than charging the Hong Kong people $5 billion to do it. So my questions are, just like we go and talk to little SMEs, who in the Hong Kong government is responsible to go to the power plants in Guangdong and let them know about this massive amount of money that they can use that turns them a profit? This is the market at work. Thank you.
Can you repeat that again? Okay, there's a question raised, but since the time, I would like to, there's the hand raised, we could address it later if you like, but we still got, we got two. Yeah, Professor Hadney, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Ng. I want to come back and act as prisoner's friend for Dr. Barron for a minute and address the comments which Roy Tang put to him. You know, you defaulted immediately to a trade-off. You started to talk about Seoul and Tokyo. The fact of the matter is that the levels at Tap Mun, as Bill Barron said, represent our background and they're unsafe. And unless all of the species represented there come from across the boundary, which I think is unlikely, then Tap Mun, I think, should be a cause of concern for us. That's the first point. The second point is that you said that Seoul and Tokyo had unsafe air. But, you know, their levels are lower by an order of magnitude than ours. And that is certainly true for the roadside levels, where 50% of this population live and work. Our roadside levels are off any scale, and that represents a huge threat to public health on a daily basis. If this was an infectious disease, we wouldn't be having this meeting and talking about procrastination for a year or 2 years. The bodies are mounting in the mortuary at the rate of about 120 a month, in the hospital beds at a rate of about 150 a day, and at the rate of 6.8 million a year, according to Professor Wong Chi-wai's primary care data. These are unseen in the way that we normally see body bags. But I repeat the point, we would not be having this rather convoluted discussion, making defenses and trade-offs with overseas sites and cities, if we were being attacked by an infectious disease. But what is happening is entirely similar in terms of children's health and, in fact, the health of everybody in this room. So I want to make a plea for a sharper focus on this. No more trade-offs, please. Let's talk about Hong Kong. And if you say that the UK is extrapolated and can't reach its reach the guidelines by 2020 or 2050, I'd like notice of that. You talk about taking things out of context. I just wonder where that came from. But you have to live with the fact that at the moment, if we extrapolate Hong Kong's levels, even taking into account your dubious 14 and 17% gradients, the extrapolation will never reach the guideline this century. It's almost a straight line. That is, if you include 2004 and the Mong Kok roadside monitoring station, and don't delete them, as I believe you did. But even if you do that, we're going to be a long way beyond 2050 before we reach anything remotely like safe air. I don't think anybody in this room is expecting a miracle, but what we don't want to hear are spurious defenses and trade-offs with overseas situations. Air pollution in Asia is terrible, and all Asian cities are in the top third of world pollution. But Seoul and Tokyo are well below Hong Kong. So let's please reflect on that and try and focus on Hong Kong and the Pearl River Delta, on what we can do about it in a hurry.
Thank you, Professor Henny, because of the time. So shall we move to the last the last one before the break.
Linda Ho, Green Council 嘅。咁我想回應翻頭先一個問題。其實喺據我了解咧，就喺國內所有嘅廠房起嘅時候咧，佢哋都要做一個環評嘅。咁佢未做環評之前咧，佢哋唔可以起任何一個廠房啦。咁另外一方面咧，啱啱喺今年嘅7月18日咧，中國嘅環境總局亦都頒布咗個法例咧，就係話所有嘅電器產品咧都要達到一個要求標準咧，佢哋先至會喺政府嘅採購網入邊嘅清單度採購嘅。咁我就想睇下咧，其實我自己了解到嘅珠三角嘅廠房嘅廠家咧，佢哋已經好關注緊呢個問題。即係換句説話講咧，問題係咪達到我哋而家所講嘅 AQO 個要求咧？我相信我哋嘅政府需要同內地嘅政府要有一個聯繫，可唔可以正正式式咁去做呢個有鼓勵性嘅改善嚇？
Professor Wong 想講嘅意見，
好快就係回應一下關於塔門嗰個問題。我認為咧，就塔門呢個例子咧，係反映到嗰個空氣污染嗰個嚴重性同埋個迫切性。咁如果我哋睇翻即係全球，如果我哋係全球主要城市嗰個空氣污染嗰個排名榜咧，香港個地位好低嘅。咁 WHO 啊各類嘅啲空氣污染指標啊嗰啲水平係咪定得太苛嚴咧？係咪冇辦法達得到咧？如果我哋睇翻南半球好多主要城市咧，其實佢哋好好啊。佢哋譬如澳洲，佢哋嗰個指標咧仲好過，仲嚴緊過 WHO 嘅推薦嗰、那個指標啊。所以係好困難，但係係可以做得到嘅，有好多城市都做得到嘅。多謝各位。
啊，多謝黃教授。或者我哋喺呢度停一停，唞一唞先啦嚇，歸納下大家嘅意見，或者又諗下下一環節我哋仲有咩其他討論嘅題目啊，或者意見提出嚟啦。嗱，咁我哋依家有15分鐘嘅小休，咁15分鐘後再見，多謝大家。